Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in Caesar, presented with the original Mercury Theater cast and with Orson Welles in the role of Brutus.
When Brutus was gone, the body of Caesar was brought out into the forum, all mangled with wounds. And Antony made a funeral oration to the people in praise of Caesar. And finding them moved by his speech, he unfolded the bloody garment of Caesar and showed them in how many places it was pierced and the number of his wounds. He also told them at this time of Caesar's will, in which it was found that he had left a considerable legacy of money to each one of the Roman citizens.
For Brutus' sake, I am beholding to you.
What does he say of Brutus?
He says for Brutus' sake he finds himself beholding to us all.
They speak no harm of Brutus here.
Caesar was a tyrant.
Bless the Romans.
He was a tyrant!
You gentle Romans. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Let us see what Antony can say.
I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. And it was so. It was a grievous fault. And grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man. So are they all. All honorable men. Come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure, he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to say what I do know. You all did love him once. Not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? Oh, judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me.
He thinks there is much reason in his saying.
Thou consider rightly the matter. Caesar has had great wrong.
I hear there were words from in his place.
Mark ye his word.
He would not take the crown.
He would not take the crown.
Therefore, it certainly was not ambitious.
If he found so, some will purify.
Poor Ashley! I was weak.
But yesterday, the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. Oh, masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who, you all know, are honorable men. I will not do them wrong. I rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, than I will wrong such honorable men.
But here's a parchment. With the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. 'Tis his will.
Let but the commons hear this testament, which, pardon me, I do not mean to read, and they would go and kiss dead Caesar's wounds and dip their napkins in his sacred blood, yea, beg a hair of him for memory, and dying mention it within their wills, bequeathing it as a rich legacy unto their issues. I must not read it. It is not meet. You know how Caesar loved you. You are not wood, you are not stones, but men.
Yes,
and being men, hearing the will of Caesar, it would inflame you. It would make you mad. Yes, it is good. You know not that you are his heirs. Or if you should, well, what would come of it?
Let's hear the will.
The will.
The will.
You'll be patient. myself to tell you of it. Here I wrong the honorable man whose daggers have stabbed
Caesar. I do fear it.
Compel me then to read the will. Then make a ring about the corpse of Caesar, and let me show you him that made the will. Shall I descend? And will you give me leave?
Come down.
Descend.
You shall have leave.
Room for answer.
Most noble answer.
Silence!
A ring. Stand round.
Stand from the hearth.
Stand back.
Stand
for Antony.
Stand back.
If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. It was on a summer's evening in his tent, that day he overcame the Nervii. Look, in this place ran Cassius' dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made. Through this, the well-beloved Brutus stabbed, and as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it as rushing out of doors to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked or no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel. Judge, O ye gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. For when the noble Caesar saw him stab, ingratitude, more strong than traitor's arms, quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart, and in his mantle muffling of his face, even at the base of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen. Then I, and you, and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what weep you? When you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded, look you here. Here is himself, marred as you see with traitors.
We'll hear him.
We'll follow him.
We'll...